Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being with me today. My pleasure to be able to hang out with you. I'm excited about Andrea Nuremberg being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea is the president of the Nuremberg Group, which provides training in sales, customer service, presentation skills, networking, and business development to companies all around the country and across the globe. She is a real globetrotter. She travels around speaking and depositing her pearls of wisdom on people all over the world. She's the author of a number of books, including Million Dollar Networking, and she's our good friend. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on your show, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. Also, Savvy Networking, also Nonstop Networking, and many other books. These books are sold something under a couple of billion worldwide.
Billion.
And still growing, I know. Andrea, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is you call it building advocates and spheres of influence. And this is all part of what I've been talking about for a long time, and that's the whole concept of small business owners thinking about living in communities.
Yes.
We're having communities of people who you care about, who care about you, that sort of thing. But what you're talking about is identifying some of the important people in those communities.
Exactly. And also, everybody's important, I always say, as you know. And, you know, very often we don't realize that some of the people who can become our strongest core alliances or advocates, you know, they don't have to be the senior person or whatever. They can be anybody who's on the other side of the desk, so to speak, or the other side of the door of the people that you want to create business with or create alliances with. So it's just continual. But, you know, you have to have a plan and you have to have structure. And you have to also, I've come up with something new lately about networking. When I call it, I say it's very often serendipitous. It's like anywhere, anytime. And people lose and miss those opportunities.
You know, a friend of mine, one of our Brain Trust members, Jim Ballard, says that you should expect serendipity.
Yeah, I love that.
He says you should live your life expecting serendipity to happen.
I love that because I agree.
And that's good, isn't it?
I agree 100% with him.
When I said you should, identifying the important people, I noticed I didn't say the top ranked people, the presidents or CEOs or whatever. The people who are important in your community are the ones who you've developed a connection with, and somehow you guys click. And if you've got a community of we all have different communities that we move around in, and in those communities, some people will wind up being you'll wind up being more connected to some than to others.
Absolutely, and it's the people, like you said, that you connect with and click with, and then you build that relationship and rapport, start to learn about them, and again, that's how doors open. People always say, "How did this happen? You're lucky," and you know my line about lucky. It's always laboring under correct knowledge.
You know, whenever we go places like you, I expect to meet someone in that event that will make an impact on my life. And I hope that I do the same thing for someone there.
I was going to say, you always impact people's lives when you meet them. No, you do. And I talked about you recently at my Rotary Club because I joined the Rotary.
Good for you.
And I will tell you one of the reasons I joined it in New York, because if you know, in New York, there's a zillion things to do every day.
Right.
So, but when I go overseas or when I go out of the city, for example, there's everybody that is, you know, a business person goes to the Rotary.
Right. That's right.
And I've spoken at ones in India, China, and recently in Egypt.
It's just amazing. It's amazing, Rotary. I've been a Rotarian now for almost 18 years, or about 18 years, I guess, and past president, and Rotary is a wonderful organization, and it's an international. It's the most well-developed of the civic clubs. It's the most well-developed international club, and almost no matter where you go, you can find fellow Rotarians somewhere.
And you know what I did? I blogged about it on my blog and talked about the fact when they were having their anniversary. You know how it started, as you probably mm-hmm. well know. Mm-hmm. They're called Rotary because it rotated from office to office.
Right, right.
Interesting, yeah, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, they had this. You know, they got together and a few professionals, and they decided that they would meet and try to help each other out, and that's how it got started back in 1905.
Isn't that what we're still doing today?
Paul Harris, the founder of Rotary, was the guy who really was the got it started. And that's exactly right, what you're saying.
We're still doing it today. And mm-hmm. remember when Ben Franklin, I just finished reading a book on Ben Franklin. And, you know, when he was the ultimate alliance builder, when you think about the fact what he did, and had his Friday night meetings and always created sort of how do you help this one, how do we help each other, and then went overseas. I mean, it's amazing. Nothing's changed.
Well, human beings.
Our technology.
You know, this is, and I keep, you know, in the 10.5 years I've been doing my show, every week at least, probably, I keep quoting the wisdom of John Nesbitt, who wrote in Megatrends 25-plus years ago that, yes, we will have high tech, but we'll always want high touch.
I love it. So true.
And that line may be the most quoted of any 21st century, almost of any 21st century nonfiction. And I, by the way, John has been on my show before. I was fortunate enough to have him, to interview him once. He's a very interesting guy, still very vital. But isn't that something, the high touch thing? No matter, and you know the thing about the internet, Andrea, is a lot of people think the internet is a cold and disconnected universe, but the truth is it's the opposite, isn't it?
I agree.
Because you know, you and I have met, but mostly we connect virtually, don't we?
Absolutely. And you know, I have a very interesting tip for people that I'm sure you know about, and yet when I was doing a workshop yesterday, even with some of the new generation, you know, really the kids right out of school,
mm-hmm.
they were like, oh, I never thought about this, but you know what it is? Google Alerts. I mean, that is the greatest thing because
that's right.
It's like what I call it today is modern day clipping service.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the
So
day
how do you use Google Alerts? These are cool. This is a cool little feature, folks.
Yeah, this is a good thing because I'll tell you what I do, because talk about creating core advocates and alliances. I think of the companies, the people mm-hmm. I want to track.
Right.
I put up a Google Alert every time they're in the news or on the internet. I get an alert, so I get to read about them, and it's a great way to touch base.
And then when you exactly, I'm going to get Andrea to tell us a little bit more about this on the other side of these messages. Google Alerts, folks, very interesting tool. 20 after the hour, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. Stay with us. That's all it took, ladies and gentlemen. Head over heels when I met and found out about Andrea Nuremberg. Just one look is all it took. I knew she was the real deal. I knew I wanted her to be part of our brain trust. I knew I wanted her to be able to come here on the show and spend some time with us and share some of her valuable information with us, some of her valuable wisdom. Andrea Nuremberg is the author of Million Dollar Networking. Andrea, give us your website, please, and tell us where your books are available.
It's selfmarketing.com, and I have some news for you.
Okay.
Launching a brand new website in about another month. It's going to have all me talking on it. We're going to show all of our different programs and
different
things and alliances. I'd like to have you on there also for one of my partner pages.
Let me know. I'm there.
Perfect.
Whatever Andrea wants, ladies and gentlemen, she gets. If we can get it for her, she gets, you know.
You are the greatest.
Right up to it, maybe just a little bit over the line of being illegal. We'll do it for you.
Whatever
you
need.
And don't forget to check out my own website, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find a lot of all the interviews that Andrea and I have done over the years. You can find those there. So many things that she said for us that are still very, very relevant. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Google Alerts, Andrea, you were talking about Google Alerts.
Yes.
You know, imagine, I'm trying to imagine when I was selling for other companies back before I had my own company. If I could have gotten Google alerts on the people I knew I was going to call on in a week or two and find out something that they did, something was going on, and I could have walked in and said, oh, by the way, congratulations on so-and-so. Or if I could have written them a note before I got there and said, hey, so I saw you were quoted in the Wall Street Journal or whatever it might be, congratulations on that or something like that. I mean, talk about – it's amazing how people respond when they know you've been thinking about them.
I know. I can give you a how it works very quickly.
Go ahead.
With me. A few weeks ago, one of the CEOs of a bank in New York, who's somebody I've worked with when he was at another firm, and I still work with him, I have him on Google Alerts besides his banks. Well, what happened is it came up, and I saw there was a great article about him in International Financial Times, and it was all about how he had gotten the top job with all of his expertise, but also going back to the basics, staying in touch with people, writing notes, having meetings, you know, really being very much with the people, so to speak. And what I did is I emailed it to him. I just said, I'm sure you've seen this. And I just said, what a great article, and it's so true about you. So all the best. And that was it. I didn't say, let's get together. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then within 5 minutes, I got an email back. And the subject line said, greetings from Buenos Aires. And he just said, you know, I just saw this on my BlackBerry. I'm traveling for business. He goes, where did you even see this? I didn't even see it yet. He says, call my office so we can arrange a meeting. Now, P.S., I'm not going to tell him he was on Google Alerts, but I tell people, I told his, you know, people when I did work there, but the idea is it's another research tool. It just keeps you on people's radar screen, top of mind, and just another opportunity for you to touch base, say hello, or congratulations.
And if you want this to be a little self-serving, folks, you can sign up for your own self for Google Alerts. Yeah,
I do.
Trying to remember how I did that.
It's so easy. You go to, you know, and it's very easy. When people say, how do you do it? You know, you just type in Google Alerts, and it tells you who do you want to alert.
I thought I could find it in the business solutions, but it's not there. But type in Google Alerts, and it'll
take you right there. It's very simple. You go Google Alerts. They should pay me, you know. Google should tell
me. I know.
They should. You just type it in. You say, okay, for example, I want to track Jim Blass Game. So what I do is I put your name in, and I don't even have to put your email in. Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Jim. I could just say, I just want to track Jim.
Yeah.
Exactly. And any time, and they'll say, do you want it daily, comprehensive, weekly, whatever, and then you send it to your email. So I created my own personal emails just to have my Google Alerts, and I look at them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't read every one of them, but I just glance. Like I'm doing something. I'm on the – I think you know this, that I'm now on the board of the Boy Scouts in the Greater New York Council.
Yes, congratulations.
And I'm going to be in Nashville this week.
Good for you.
Next week for the leadership conference, I'm going to be doing some workshops there.
Boy Scouts, folks.
Great group.
I tell young people, get your daughters involved in sports and get your boys involved in Scouts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because those are two things, you know. Anyway, I think those are great. That's a great thing that you're
it's
doing
so
there.
It's so true.
Scouting
and
is very important. But it's back to the networking and the center of influence. I do think that the more people realize that they have all these different communities, they have their professional communities, maybe more than one professional community.
Absolutely, many
different layers. They have their local market communities. They have their church or synagogue communities. They've got their classmate communities. I mean, they've got all these communities. These are all groups that you move around in.
Yes.
that you live your life in. And so take advantage of those and contribute to those.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. And realize, I think that's what people, as you know, we don't always realize that those are great communities and those are also ways of us building advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
My new line is, if I brag about myself, it's bragging. If you brag about me, it's credibility.
That's exactly right.
Right? Isn't it true?
Well, but you got to do things to make that happen. You got to make people, you got to be worthy of that, don't you?
Exactly. That's where it's all about. That's why I tell people all the time, consistently do these things. Put them into practice,
right.
And do, you know, it's basically the simple steps, but to do them.
As Ivan Meisner says, givers gain.
I agree. I say give without remembering, receive
there
without
it is.
Forgetting.
There it is. Say it again one more time.
Give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
I love that. Hey, Andrea, thanks for being here. Good job
thanks
today.
Thanks for always. Talk to you soon.
See you next time. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Everybody, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.